How's the economy impacting farm country? David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. The U.S. economy will progressively slow through the first half of this year, and recession fears are still high and warranted. That assessment comes from CoBank, which also says inflation is starting to loosen its grip on farm country. It's being said that the impact of inflation is expected to diminish. That also means crop prices, and to a lesser extent, livestock prices that producers receive, will be weaker. I talked with Rob Fox, who's the director of the Knowledge Exchange Division with CoBank.
As those geopolitical concerns kind of simmer down, and assuming we don't have any major drought in the world in the coming year, which is a big assumption, we're looking at crop prices to come down quite a bit, meaning 2023 should be a fairly decent year, profitable, but not at those near record levels.
When it comes to input costs, Fox expects many of those prices to drop in the coming weeks and months.
Those fertilizer prices are going to be easing. In general, energy prices are going to be easing. Interest rates are near their peak, right? So that may be something to think about as you make investment choices or determine, you know, maybe locking in interest rates or not. You know, I think we're not going to go much higher than we already are.
So some positive predictions from CoBank's Rob Fox. But as the old adage says, time will certainly tell. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.